Chapter 2 In Genoa. Some things never go away. You think they have gone. You continue with your life. You think, I'll never see that person again, so there is no more need to worry. You have children. You go to work and come home. You shop for food and cook good meals for your family. You look after your husband well. You buy him trousers and shirts and ties. You make love with him whenever he wants it, and say nothing when he doesn't. You don't agree sometimes. You think he might spend more time with the children. You know he works hard, and also know that the children can be hard work when he gets home. You put the children to bed yourself, although you have been working too. You are tired too, because you have also done the shopping and cooking. This was what it was like for Ruth. Ruth had met Carlo in Italy when she was working in a restaurant. They had married, and she had left her own country and moved to live with him in Italy. She had two children, and they had lived in the flat in the village by the sea for a while. Then Ruth had wanted to move to a bigger house in the town. The reason she wanted to move was to get away from Carlo's family. Carlo's mother and father lived in the flat next door, and his uncle and aunt and cousins lived opposite. There was also a grandmother who lived above his parents. Everyone in the little village seemed to be part of Carlo's family. Ruth couldn't get away from them. They seemed to watch her all the time. They told her how to cook, which fruit to buy, where to dry the washing. But she just wanted to be alone with Carlo, and she began to hate Carlo's family. She had to get away. Carlo finally agreed. He bought a house in Genoa because he loved Ruth so much, and he wanted her to be happy. They kept the flat by the sea for weekend visits and summer holidays. One Friday evening, the telephone rang. The children were in bed, and Carlo was working late.
Pronto?
Ruth answered in the Italian way.
Hello?
Hello? At first, Ruth thought that one of her friends from England was ringing her. It didn't happen often. She felt surprised and happy.
Hi, Ruth, it's Stephanie.
Stephanie? Stephanie? For a few seconds, Ruth could not remember who Stephanie was.
Stephanie,
said Ruth.
Hi,
said Stephanie.
How are you?
We're fine, said Ruth.
How many children have you got now?
Asked Stephanie.
Two. More than enough. Yes, I think you're wonderful.
Wonderful? Why? Asked Ruth.
Oh, bringing up children. It's hard work, I know. Lots of my friends are doing it.
You haven't got any children yourself. If Stephanie had children, Ruth would feel safer with her. She remembered the last time Stephanie came to visit Carlo. It wasn't a happy time.
Me? No, sorry, not yet, said Stephanie.
There was a silence. Ruth didn't know what to say. Finally, Stephanie said,
I actually wanted to know if the flat might be free in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, no, Ruth thought. What should she say? If she said it wasn't free, it would be a lie. If Carlo ever found out, he would be angry. She could say she needed to check with Carlo. But Ruth didn't want Stephanie to think Carlo made all of the decisions. So she said in a friendly and helpful voice, Why, yes, I believe it is.
Are you coming to Italy?
Would you like to stay in the flat?
Well, yes, if that would be okay,
asked Stephanie.
Of course it would be okay, said Ruth.
although it wasn't true. It would be great. You know, Carlo said you can stay in it whenever you want. So it was decided. Ruth put the phone down with a heavy heart. Stephanie was back in their lives.